الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثامن عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عبد الله بن عثمان بن عامر بن عمر بن كعب بن سعد بن تيم بن مرة بن كعب بن اللوي بن غالب القرشي التيمي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأبوه وأمه صحابية رضي الله عنهم. We are still in this chapter of yaqeen on Allah, having full trust and full conviction of Allah Ta'ala's existence, His power, all His qualities, and of Akhirat, the life of the Akhirat, and having full trust on Allah Ta'ala, that we don't trust anyone, not even ourselves, we don't depend on anyone but on Allah Ta'ala. This is the 8th hadith in this chapter, and it is narrated from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this hadith also shows that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that one distinguished sahabi, that he, his mother, father, all were sahaba. Islam was new that time, so most of the sahaba, their parents also were not Muslims. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only sahabi who had this great honor that he, his parents, all were sahaba. He says that when they made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, and they took refuge in the cave of Hira, and then the cave of Thur, then the enemies were in pursuit of them, and they came right to the mouth of the cave, and they stood right at the cave. But Allah Ta'ala is the protector. Allah made a dove to lay an egg there, and a spider to spin its web there. So it looked like they saw that, they said nobody could have entered yet. Anyway, when they were there, Nazartu ila aqdamil mushrikeen, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I saw the feet of the mushriks right at the mouth of the cave, and they were so close to us. And not only that, he says further, wa nahnu fil ghar, and we were in that cave, wahum ala ruusina, and they were right on top of our heads, right here by us. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I whispered and I said, O Allah's Rasul, لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدُهُمْ نَظَرَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهِ لَأَبْصَرَنَا, that if any one of them just have to look down at their feet, they will see us. So close they were, and they were in so much of danger, and they were bent on taking the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bringing an end to Islam, and they had come so close. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that with complete calmness and without being excited, without being frightened in any way, he said, ma dhannuka ya Aba Bakr, he said, what do you think, O Aba Bakr, bi ithnain Allahu thalithuhuma, with regard to the two, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and Hazrat Abu Bakr, and the third one with them is Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah is with you, then you don't have to worry. We can't imagine what conviction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on the being of Allah that is present with us here. And what trust on Allah Ta'ala, Allah won't destroy us. Right there, these people were with their naked swords, and they were just prepared, bloodthirsty, to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just they had to look down at their own feet, at the mouth of the cave, they would have seen Hazrat Abu Bakr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even in that condition, what full conviction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So that is what we also, of course, we can never reach that amount of yaqeen and that amount of tawakkul. But we have to make an effort in that direction. that we also have trust on Allah Ta'ala. More than we have trust than the food we have got in our deep freezers and our pantries, more than we have got trust on our bank cards and our money in our pockets and the goods in the shops on the shelves, we must have trust on Allah Ta'ala. One great Buzurg says that if not a drop of water rains from the skies, and the earth does not grow one blade of grass also, and I just have to think, from where will Allah give me my rosy? I become a kafir immediately. Because he says, we have full trust. Allah has taken the promise to give rosy. So whether the asbab and the means are there or they are not there, Allah is not in need of any means. Allah's qudrat is above that. Allah Ta'ala will still feed us. In the same way, this protection also. And how many other cases? Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, the British were in pursuit of him also. He was in his room with his khalwat khana, his place of privacy, his khanka, where he should make the ibadat of Allah. They came, they opened the door and they looked for him. He was present there. But Allah just put a screen in front of their eyes and they could not see him. They had got information, intelligence that he's present here. So they went there, they searched the place, but they did not find him. In the time of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, there was also a ration of food, etc. But at the Markaz Nizamuddin, food was still being given freely to all the people who were coming. So the government sent people to send to check that how much food have they got here, what storage have they got. People were not allowed to store any flour, etc. When they came there, they saw it was empty. But it was full all the time. And when they went away, they kept on feeding as they were. There was no shortage whatsoever. So Allah's Qudrat is above everything. We have to talk about Iman, listen to the talks of Iman, make dua for Iman, that our yaqeen also comes to that level. That we also have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Whether things are becoming expensive, whether the new world order, whether anything else, Allah's Qudrat is above the new world order. And Allah's Qudrat is above everything else what is being planned and plotted. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Where the shortage is from our side, we don't have that yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. And we don't have the trust on Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we have to build all the time. To get that yaqeen. And then today also, with ordinary people like us, we will see Allah's great qudrat. And how Allah's help will come in spite of any and all odds which are against us. May Allah give us tawfiq to make this effort to realize the presence of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, and to have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah.